So my name is Ajay Kamalakaran, and thank you, moderator, for making that effort. Okay, so first of all, before I begin my talk, I see that Professor Dugan is here on this call, so I would like to express my deepest and most heartfelt condolences for what happened to his daughter in this cowardly act of terrorism. And you have the condolences of a lot of people here who believe in basic human decency. So now, you know, I wasn't aware that I was supposed to speak at this conference so much later. So you may not have a 5-minute problem with me. But before I speak, I will just say two things. I am a Russophile and a Sinophile because right now I'm drinking Siberian tea in a Chinese cup. And I believe that multipolarity is an extremely important concept. And I was extremely happy to listen to the speeches of both Professor Zhang and Professor Li Jiguang, and to see their positive attitude towards India. And to when we talk to our Chinese colleagues, we see this kind of positivity and intention to build relations with India, which is extremely important. Now, they spoke about diversity and coexistence. Now, something like this is completely in tune with India's concept of the world being one big family. So yesterday, when the Chinese defense minister came to Delhi for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's defense ministers meetings, he told his Indian counterpart that we have way more in common than we don't, and we need to build on these things. You see, when we talk about multipolarity, this conference is in a very good spirit, but we not ignore the elephant in the room. That is the diplomatic relationship between the two Asian giants, India and China. Now, Professor Taufik briefly touched up on that in his excellent presentation. What I'd like to say is that it is the most important thing among those who seek a true multipolar order to build India-China relations, to normalize them and to bring them to a level where the countries are friends, because the West will continue to use this concept of divide and rule, and it's easy to do it in this part of the world. Now, if the two largest countries don't have an ideal relationship, then this very concept of multipolarity will not succeed. So there have been several initiatives that were taken, and everything, and we have to thank our Russian friends for this, because it comes back to the Yevgeny Primakov doctrine, the former Russian prime minister, who actually thought of the concept of friendship between, and I would say even a pole of Russia, India and China. Later on, this thing became BRICS. So what we have to look at, and this is a good initiative that came from Russia, and the Russian diplomats who I've spoken to understand this. It's important that Russia plays a role diplomatically to bring India and China closer together. These are not insurmountable problems that these two countries face. We have to address these problems, and we also have to look, as a part of the international movement of Russophiles, we have to look at how we can work on people-to-people initiatives where people from all, you know, member countries meet, and that we remove these misgivings, we remove this friction that exists. And I think a lot of it's going to depend both on government initiatives with help from countries that are well-wishers of both India and China, as well as private initiatives like ours, where we do something that can bring people closer together. And until we do that, I feel that multipolarity as a concept will not succeed. The previous Prime Minister of India, Dr. Manmohan Singh, when he met Hu Jintao, the previous leader of China, they had a conversation which was recorded widely in the Indian media. The Chinese leader said, "When the two of us shake hands, the whole world will notice. It's time that we use our good offices to bring these countries together to build a strong, stable relationship." And we have to keep in mind that India and China had friendly relations for thousands of years. It was one small conflict that happened, a brief border war in the 1960s. If we can put our energies on this with the help of the Russians and bring these countries together, then we really will have a truly multipolar world. And this is a very important component we have to really focus on so that multipolarity as a concept can succeed. We have examples of BRICS, of SCO. These are good concepts, We need to work a lot harder so that we have a situation where there is friendship between countries that are not part of the West without any friction. And I will tell you, Russia and China, they had a border dispute till 2004. Once that was resolved on terms that were acceptable to both countries, the relationship has only grown from strength to strength. It's high time that we do this with India and we build a world together and follow these wonderful Chinese principles of diversity, of coexistence, of equality, of an equal friendship between all nations, big and small. Thank you very much.